designs, including gemstone rings, bracelets, and earrings in silver and gold. JTV can be found on TV or at JTV.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. The National Weather Service has allowed that severe thunderstorm warning for Clay County to expire. A reminder, though, that we are under a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 o'clock this morning and a heat advisory for the next hour.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Lou.
Rodriguez denounced all foreign criticism of
NPR. Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom. Sorry to interrupt. All Things Considered in progress. Just a quick heads up from the National Weather Service. They have issued a tornado warning for southeastern Washington County until 6:45 this evening. A thunderstorm, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Lynn, Kansas, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. The hazards associated with that storm are tornado and ping pong ball sized hail. Again, a tornado warning in effect for southeastern Washington County in north central Kansas. That's up along the Nebraska border. If you're unfamiliar with where Washington County is, again, that area is under a severe thunderstorm warning. Now the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning on top of that. In addition, the entire KPR listening area is under a severe thunderstorm watch that will remain in effect until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. Keep it here on KPR. We'll keep an eye on the weather. Now back to All Things Considered in progress.
Arrested. He asked NPR not to use his full name.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. A reminder that the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for portions of Washington County. That's up along the Nebraska border. That tornado warning in effect until 6:45 this evening. That area also under a severe thunderstorm warning that will also remain in effect until 6:45. The rest of the KPR listing area, pretty much all of us, if you can hear me, we are under a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 o'clock this morning. Again, a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 o'clock this morning.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble seeking to engage, enrich, and inspire the community through live musical experiences, educational programming, and community activities. More information at lawrenceorchestra.org.
And just to recap, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for portions of Washington County up in north central Kansas. That in effect until 6:45, a tornado has been indicated by radar as well as ping pong ball size hail. A larger area up in Washington County under a severe thunderstorm warning until 6:45. The entire KPR listening area under a severe thunderstorm watch. That remains in effect until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. With temperatures in the mid-90s, and a heat advisory remains in effect for the next 40 minutes as well. It's 95 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this.
Public life tend to improve a story. I'm Steve Inskeep. We have an election year conversation on the stories we tell each other and ourselves. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition from 5 to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer. Good evening. I'm Kay McIntyre, filling in for Laura Lorson. A quick update from the National Weather Service. They've extended their tornado warning for portions of Marshall and Washington counties in north central Kansas until 7 o'clock. That tornado warning had been set to expire at 6:45, but that tornado warning is not going anywhere. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the rest of the KPR listening area.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. At museums, visitors are often told, look, don't touch.
But we'll visit an exhibition that engages some of the other senses, too.
It's very experiential, but it's very intimate. And the idea is that you connect with these objects in a very personal, but also very participatory way.
That story coming up after the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz are unveiling a new campaign bus Sunday as part of a tour of Pennsylvania. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, it's the latest indication Harris is running a different campaign.
The bus tour will start in Pittsburgh with multiple stops around Pennsylvania that will be more intimate than the huge rallies Harris held last week. The bus tour is meant to generate excitement ahead of the Democratic National Convention next week. Robbie Mook ran Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016 and says this sort of bus tour is something you wouldn't have seen President Biden doing.
And she's significantly younger than Trump, so she can get on a bus. She can travel hundreds of miles. She can do three events a day instead of one, or one a week in some cases for him.
Trump is holding a rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Ukrainian forces are pushing deeper into Russia after a surprise attack across the border that began last week. NPR's Greg Myrie reports Ukraine launched a series of airstrikes in the region last night.
It does look fairly substantial, a good amount of artillery and drones. It's in the Belgorod region. This is right next door to the Kursk region, where the Ukrainians have been operating on the ground for the past 9 days. Ukrainians did not send ground forces into Belgorod, but this was part of airstrikes that took place in multiple regions around Russia. Ukraine has been sending homemade drones deeper and deeper into Russia.
That's NPR's Greg Myrie reporting. Stocks closed higher today on Wall Street. The Dow was up 242 points at the close. The Nasdaq up 4. The S&P 500 rose 20 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good evening. A volatile weather service is moving across Kansas this evening. A tornado warning is currently in effect for portions of southwestern Marshall County and southeastern Washington County in north central Kansas. The National Weather Service has extended that tornado warning until 7 o'clock. It was set to expire at 6:45. At 6:30, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 4 miles south of Barnes, moving east at about 15 miles per hour. Hazards associated with this storm include tornado and half-dollar size hail. Meanwhile, with temperatures in the mid-90s and heat index readings well over 100 degrees, eastern Kansas remains under a heat advisory until 7 o'clock this evening. In addition, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for northeast and east central Kansas until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. A severe thunderstorm over Oak Hill in Clay County earlier this evening produced 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Again, a tornado warning and a severe thunderstorm warning is currently in effect for portions of Marshall and Washington counties along the Nebraska border. Kansas City officials announced today that the FIFA Fan Festival for the 2026 World Cup will be held at the National World War I Museum and Memorial. That site was chosen because of its access to transportation and its views of the Kansas City skyline. Mayor Quentin Lucas said the location is more poignant because it represents global peace.
We hope that at the end of several weeks in Kansas City, people stay, people invest, people are spending lots of money. And more than anything, they have great things to share about Kansas City, wherever else they may go.
The international governing body of soccer requires each host city to run a free fan entertainment space during the World Cup. No other roads or venues around the museum are expected to be closed during the festival. Further details, like vendors, are yet to be determined. And just to recap, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for portions of Washington and Marshall County. That's in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning for pretty much the entire KPR listening area.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your host tomorrow, Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer. Good evening. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for All Things Considered. Just a reminder that the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for far northwestern portion of our listening area. That tornado warning still in effect for portions of southwestern Marshall County for the next 11 minutes. If you don't know where Marshall County is, it's up near the Nebraska border. For the rest of us, we're under a severe thunderstorm warning, or sorry, a severe thunderstorm watch, rather, until 1 o'clock this morning. Conditions favorable for possible thunderstorms, so we're keeping an eye on some of those thunderstorms as they move across the KPR listening area.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters. Early bird tickets available now at topekazoo.org.
And I'll say it again, we are under a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. That includes pretty much the entire KPR listening area. A severe thunderstorm warning currently in effect for portions of Washington and Marshall County, where there is also a tornado warning. This is KPR.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. As the election revs up, punk rocker Mia Zapata led the group The Gits in Seattle during the grunge years, then her life ended tragically. A new book from the band's drummer tells her story.
She was an amazing musician, and her phrasing and stuff is like kind of beyond what you would think of as a rock musician or a punk musician might bring to the table.
That is tomorrow on Morning Edition. It's on your radio, or you can ask your smart speaker to play your member station by name. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. From Procter & Gamble, maker of Nervive. Nervive Nerve Relief is designed to reduce occasional nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort in hands or feet due to aging. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. From Amazon Business, committed to being a digital purchasing solution for businesses so that growing the business is the main focus and not admin and paperwork. Learn about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people at WTGrantFDN.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Feeling a little sarcastic tonight? So is Destiny. Join her tonight on Evening Classical from 7 to 9 o'clock and hear Prokofiev's take on sarcasm, plus waltzes by Shostakovich and Strauss. That and so much more coming up on Evening Classical with Destiny following NPR News. A quick recap of our weather situation. That tornado warning set to expire for Marshall and Washington counties. It should be expiring any second now. But a reminder that a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning for pretty much the entire KPR listening area, all of northeastern Kansas, as well as the Kansas City metro area and into Kansas City as well. Again, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse live in concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
We were also under a heat advisory that is set to expire in just a few minutes, but it looks like that may be extended a little longer. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Former President Donald Trump gave a speech billed as an economic address in Asheville, North Carolina today. As NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben explains, Trump promoted economic policies whose benefits are unclear.
Trump promoted his policies to end taxes on tips as well as on Social Security benefits.
With your vote, I will end this injustice, and I will always protect Social Security and Medicare for our great seniors, just as I did for four incredible years. There was never any talk about doing anything.
Economists have criticized both policies for being of only limited benefit to many Americans. For example, many who receive tips already do not earn enough to pay income taxes. Trump's rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, has her own version of a proposal to eliminate taxes on tips. Meanwhile, ending taxes on Social Security benefits could further jeopardize that program, whose trust fund is projected to run dry in 2033. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
A top Hamas leader says the Palestinian militant group appears to be losing faith in the ability of the U.S. to mediate a ceasefire in Gaza ahead of a new round of talks scheduled this week. Osama Hamdan, in an interview, saying the organization will only participate if the talks focus on implementing a proposal detailed by President Biden in May and endorsed internationally. Hamas is especially resistant to Israel's demand it maintain a lasting military presence in two strategic areas of Gaza after any ceasefire. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled today a controversial term favored by Republican lawmakers can be used to describe an abortion rights ballot measure to voters. Member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Wayne Schutzky reports the language had been challenged by abortion rights advocates.
The Arizona for Abortion Access campaign had sued the Republican-led state legislature over language it approved to describe the ballot measure to voters. The campaign claimed the use of the term unborn human being is politically charged and violates a state law requiring those descriptions to include impartial language. The state Supreme Court disagreed. In a split decision, the high court found the language approved by Republican lawmakers complied with state law. The ruling clears the way for the Arizona Secretary of State to prepare information pamphlets for voters throughout the state using the legislature's description of the abortion ballot initiative. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Schutzky in Phoenix.
The government's main inflation gauge, the Consumer Price Index, showed continued moderation, matching yesterday's wholesale inflation figures. The Labor Department reporting today that prices in July were up 2.9% compared to the same period a year ago, down 0.1% from June. It's the lowest inflation number in more than 3 years and would appear to further set the stage for an interest rate cut by the Fed when it meets next month. Core inflation, which strips out volatile food and energy, was also at a 3-year low. Stocks moved higher in response to those inflation figures. The Dow was up 242 points today. The Nasdaq rose 4 points. The S&P 500 was up 20 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Music. Prime members have access to a catalog of news podcasts ad-free. Breaking news without the breaks. Available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/ad-free. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate August 14th. Our sun has been doing the same thing for the past 4.5 billion years, converting the hydrogen in its core to helium, producing huge amounts of energy in the process. And it'll keep on doing that for billions of years more. Over the eons, that slow, steady change produces major consequences. The sun gets bigger and brighter as it ages. That trend has important consequences for Earth and the other planets.
Or a show pattern?
As a star converts more and more hydrogen into helium, the core shrinks. That squeezes the core, which makes it hotter. That revs up the rate of nuclear reactions, which increases the amount of energy produced in the core. That energy pushes outwards on the surrounding layers of gas, making the star expand. It also increases the total amount of energy the star radiates into space, making it brighter. Models of how stars evolve say the newborn sun probably was only about 70% as bright as it is now. But that creates some problems. Studies show that Mars was much warmer in the distant past, for example. But if the sun was fainter, that shouldn't be the case. The young planet should have been a desolate ice ball. In the future, the sun will continue to get brighter, which is bad news for Earth. In a billion years or so, our star will be about 10% brighter than it is now. That extra energy may be enough to vaporize the oceans, turning our planet into a burned-out cosmic cinder. McDonald Observatory offers star parties, tours, and other programs for visitors. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. I'm Billy Henry.
And I'm Kay McIntyre. So sorry to interrupt again, but we have another update from the National Weather Service. They are extended their severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Pottawatomie and Marshall County until 7:30. And now they've extended it into north central Riley County as well. Again, north central Riley County, as well as portions of Marshall and Pottawatomie counties, in under a severe thunderstorm warning until 7:30 this evening. Just a few minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm was located about 7 miles north of Olsburg, moving northeastern about 35 miles per hour. Hazards associated with this storm include 70 mile per hour wind gusts and half dollar sized hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected in association with this storm. Wind damage also likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. Some areas impacted by these storms include Olsburg, Frankfort, Westmoreland, Blaine, Wheaton, Tuttle Creek, Lake, and Lillis. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of north central Riley County, northwestern Pottawatomie County, and southeastern Marshall County. That severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 7:30 tonight. Meanwhile, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for most of northeastern Kansas, as well as the Kansas City metro area. This is KPR. Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR newsroom. The National Weather Service in Topeka has just issued a tornado warning for south central Marshall County and northwestern Pottawatomie counties until 7:45 tonight. Just a few minutes ago, so a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located about 5 miles north of Olsburg, moving east at about 30 miles per hour. Again, this is a storm capable of producing a tornado and quarter-sized hail. Radar has indicated rotation with this storm. Flying debris will be dangerous to those people caught outside. Mobile homes may be damaged or destroyed. Some areas impacted by this storm include Blaine and Olsburg. So if you're in that area, please seek shelter immediately. Get to an inside room, a basement if possible. Again, a tornado warning in effect from the National Weather Service for south central Marshall County and northwestern Pottawatomie County, set in effect until 7:45 tonight. Meanwhile, the rest of us under a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 o'clock this morning. We'll return now to Evening Classical with Destiny. Keep it here on KPR. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning in effect until 7:45 for portions of northwestern Pottawatomie and Marshall counties. That's northwestern Pottawatomie County and south central Marshall counties. Just a few minutes ago, they reported a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado just to the northwest of Blaine, Kansas, moving in an easterly direction about 30 miles per hour. Radar has indicated rotation in association with this storm. Hazards are tornado and quarter-sized hail. Again, a tornado warning in effect for the next 18 minutes for northwestern Potawatomi, and south central Marshall counties. For the rest of the KPR listing area, we remain under a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 o'clock in the morning. Again, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the entire KPR listening area. A tornado warning currently in effect until 7:45 for northwestern Potawatomi and south central Marshall counties. This is KPR. Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR newsroom. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning in effect until 7:45 for portions of the KPR listening area. That includes north central Potawatomi County and south central Marshall County. At 7:30, a confirmed tornado was located near Blaine, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Again, that's a confirmed tornado located near Blaine, Kansas. That tornado was spotted by trained weather spotters. That tornado remained on the ground for 5 minutes. Flying debris will be dangerous to people caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Tree damage is likely. Again, that tornado spotted on the ground near Blaine. A tornado warning remains in effect until 7:45 for north central Potawatomi and south central Marshall counties. If you are in that area, seek shelter immediately. For the rest of us, we are under a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 o'clock this morning. Keep it here on Kansas Public Radio. We're keeping an eye on the weather. Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR newsroom. Just a few more minutes left in that tornado warning. It remains in effect until 7:45, 5 minutes from now, for north central Potawatomi and south central Marshall counties. At 7:30 this evening, a confirmed tornado was located near Blaine, Kansas. That's in Potawatomi County, moving in an easterly direction about 30 miles per hour. Weather spotters confirmed a tornado on the ground that lasted for 5 minutes. If you're in this area, seek shelter immediately. Again, a tornado warning in effect until 7:45 for portions of Potawatomi and Marshall counties, specifically north central Potawatomi and south central Marshall counties. That's in effect until 7:45 tonight. For the rest of the KPR listing area, we are under a severe thunderstorm watch. That will remain in effect until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is KPR. Well, just when you thought it was safe to listen to the radio again, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of the KPR listing area. That includes western Clay County, northwestern Dickinson County, southeastern Cloud County, and eastern Ottawa County. That severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:15 tonight. A severe thunderstorm was located just a few minutes ago, about 6 miles northeast of Wells, Kansas, moving in a northeasterly direction. There are 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts associated with this storm. So, again, be careful if you're out and about. Do seek shelter immediately. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect for western Clay, southeastern Cloud, northwestern Dickinson, and eastern Ottawa County. That severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:15 tonight. Meanwhile, that tornado warning in effect for portions of Potawatomi County should be expiring in just a few more minutes. If you're in that area, still remain in shelter. We'll keep it here on KPR and keeping an eye on the weather. This is Kansas Public Radio. And I'm back again. The National Weather Service has extended that tornado warning until 8:15 tonight. It now also includes southwestern Nemaha County. So it is currently in effect for southeastern Marshall, southwestern Nemaha, and northeastern Pottawatomi counties. That's a tornado warning in effect until 8:15 tonight. At 7:41, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Blaine, Kansas. That's in Pottawatomi County, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Radar has indicated rotation in association with the storm, and trained weather spotters have confirmed a tornado located on the ground that lasted for about 5 minutes. Again, a tornado warning now in effect until 8:15 tonight for southeastern Marshall, southwestern Nemaha, and northeastern Pottawatomi counties. That's in effect until 8:15 tonight. Meanwhile, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for western Ottawa County until 8:15 tonight. That also includes northwestern Dickinson, western Clay, southeastern Cloud, and eastern Ottawa counties. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for those areas. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts is in association with that storm. And the entire rest of our listing area under a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 o'clock this morning. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Good evening from the KPR newsroom. This is Kay McIntyre. A reminder that a tornado warning has been issued for portions of the KPR listening area for this evening until 8:15 tonight. Southeastern Marshall, southwestern Nemaha County, and northeastern Pottawatomi counties under a tornado warning. This includes the towns of Duluth, Onega, and Wheaton, where a tornado has been spotted on the ground around Blaine, Kansas, in Pottawatomi County. There's also ping pong ball size hail in association with this storm. So this is nothing to mess with. So again, a tornado warning in effect for the next 25 minutes for portions of the KPR listening area. That includes southeastern Marshall, southwestern Nemaha, and northeastern Pottawatomi counties. That's in effect until 8:15 tonight. In addition, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning that remains in effect until 8:15 for western Clay, southeastern Cloud, and northeastern Ottawa counties. A severe thunderstorm was located just about 4 minutes ago over Oak Hill, moving northeast at about 35 miles per hour. 60 mile per hour wind gusts in association with this storm. Some of the areas impacted by this storm include Clay Center, Milton Vale, Morganville, Oak Hill, as well as in western Ottawa County. That includes Bennington, Minneapolis, Delphos, Tescott, and Culver. For your protection, move to an inside area. Stay away from windows. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for those areas. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the rest of northeastern Kansas. So we're keeping an eye on the weather here at Kansas Public Radio. Keep it here with us. Again, a tornado warning still in effect until 8:15 for southeastern Marshall County, southwestern Nemaha County, and northeastern Pottawatomi counties. You're listening to Evening Classical with Destiny on Kansas Public Radio. From the KPR newsroom, I've got a quick update from the National Weather Service. They've extended their tornado warning until 8:15 for portions of the KPR listening area. That includes southeastern Marshall County, southwestern Nemaha County, and northeastern Pottawatomi County. Again, that remains in effect until 8:15 tonight. That's for the next 18 minutes or so. Meanwhile, A severe thunderstorm warning in effect for western Clay, southeastern Cloud, and northeastern Ottawa counties. That also in effect until 8:15 tonight. We have the potential for a lot more severe weather overnight. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect for pretty much the entire KPR listening area. But again, to highlight, a tornado warning in effect until 8:15 for southeastern Marshall, southwestern Nemaha, and northeastern Pottawatomie counties. This is KPR. From the KPR newsroom, a quick update from the National Weather Service. The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Clay, northwestern Riley County, and southeastern Washington County, that in effect until 8:45 tonight. This is a new severe thunderstorm warning as this storm system is moving through the KPR listening area. Meanwhile, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 for northwestern Clay County. And, of course, that tornado warning still in effect for northeastern Pottawatomie County, southwestern Nemaha, and southeastern Marshall counties. That tornado warning remains in effect for about 13 more minutes until 8:15 tonight. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Blaine. Trained weather spotters did spot a tornado on the ground that remained on the ground for about 5 minutes. So do be careful if you're in those areas. Seek shelter immediately. Again, that tornado warning in effect until 8:15 tonight for southeastern Marshall, southwestern Nemaha, and northeastern Pottawatomie counties. That's a tornado warning in effect. Meanwhile, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:15 for northwestern Clay County. And in addition, a new severe thunderstorm warning has just been issued for northeastern Clay, northwestern Riley County, and southeastern Washington County. That severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:45 tonight. We've got a couple other thunderstorms that are popping up across the state, but those are the main ones we need to keep an eye on right now. Meanwhile, a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for the entire KPR listening area. That thunderstorm watch will remain in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. So we've got the potential for a lot more severe weather coming up. Again, a quick recap, a tornado warning still in effect until 8:15 tonight. That tornado warning in effect for southeastern Marshall, southwestern Nemaha, and northeastern Pottawatomie counties. That will remain in effect until 8:15 tonight. Hazards associated with that storm include tornado and ping pong ball sized hail. Some locations impacted by that include Blaine, Onega, and Wheaton. If you're in those areas, take cover now. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for the next 11 minutes for northwestern Clay County, as well as a separate severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45 for northeastern Clay County, northwestern Riley County, and southeastern Washington County. That severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:45 tonight. You're listening to Evening Classical with Destiny on Kansas Public Radio. Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom. Just a few minutes left in that tornado warning, which is in effect for southeastern Marshall, southwestern Nemaha, and northeastern Pottawatomie counties. It is set to expire at 8:15 tonight. Some locations impacted by that storm include Blaine, Onega, and Wheaton. Again, a few more minutes left in that tornado warning as it's about ready to expire. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service has issued a couple of new severe thunderstorm warnings that I want to let you know about. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:45 tonight. That's for the next 33 minutes for northeastern Clay, northwestern Riley and southeastern Washington County. There's a storm centered right around Idena, which is moving in an easterly direction, causing some concern in that area. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning until 9 o'clock for northwestern Clay, eastern Cloud, and southwestern Washington County. So again, we're tracking that as it's moving across Clay and Washington counties. Both areas under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45, and then again, northwestern Clay, eastern Cloud, and southwestern Waubunsee County, your severe thunderstorm warning will remain in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. Again, we're tracking that as it moves across the area. Meanwhile, the rest of the KPR listing area under a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. So it could be a long night ahead. Keep it here on Kansas Public Radio. We're keeping an eye on the weather. I'm Kay McIntyre, back to Evening Classical with Destiny. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued yet another tornado warning, this one in effect until 8:45 tonight for west central Jackson County in northeastern Kansas, as well as south central Nemaha County and northeastern Pottawatomie counties. This is a new tornado warning in effect until 8:45 tonight. It includes west central Jackson County, south central Nemaha County, and northeastern Pottawatomie County, all of those counties in northeastern Kansas. At 8:13, just 2 minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Onega, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Radar indicated rotation with that storm. Some areas included are Onega, Havensville, and Wheaton. Take cover immediately if you are in those areas. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for bits of the KPR listing area. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northeastern Clay, northeastern Marshall, northern Pottawatomie, northwestern Riley, and southeastern Washington counties, that in effect until 8:45 tonight. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9 o'clock for eastern Cloud, southwestern Waubunsee counties. But the big news right now is a new tornado warning in effect for west central Jackson County in Kansas, south central Nemaha County, and northeastern Pottawatomie counties. That tornado warning in effect until 8:45 tonight. This is a new tornado warning that we're tracking as it's moved across Marshall County and has now picked up some new counties as well. Again, that now includes northeastern Pottawatomie County, south central Nemaha County, and west central Jackson County. That tornado warning in effect until 8:45 tonight. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the entire northeastern quadrant of the state. I'm Kay McIntyre, back to Evening Classical with Destiny. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre with an update from the National Weather Service. A tornado warning has been issued for portions of the KPR listening area. That includes west central Jackson, south central Nemaha, and northeastern Pottawatomie counties. That tornado warning in effect until 8:45 tonight. Some towns impacted by that storm include Wheaton, Onega, Havensville, and America City. If you're in those areas, seek shelter immediately. A tornado has been confirmed with this tornado warning. Again, that tornado warning in effect until 8:45. That's the next 22 minutes. In addition to a tornado, quarter-size hail has been reported in association with this storm. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:45 for southeastern Marshall, northern Pottawatomie, and northwestern Riley counties. Again, that's in effect until 8:45 tonight. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for eastern Cloud and southwestern Washington counties. We're keeping an eye on these storms as they're moving across the KPR listening area. There's a couple of other storms I'm keeping an eye on that are slightly to the west of us. We're expecting those to move into the area within the next hour or so. Again, to recap, a tornado warning in effect until 8:45 tonight for west central Jackson, south central Nemaha, and northeastern Potawatomi counties. That in effect until 8:45. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Onega just about 9 minutes ago, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Radar has indicated rotation in association with this storm. Some locations impacted include Onega, Havensville, and Wheaton. In addition, a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings in effect at least until 8:45, a couple more until 9 o'clock. The entire KPR listing area under a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm Kay McIntyre, back to Evening Classical with Destiny. Good evening from the KPR newsroom. I'm Kay McIntyre with an update from the National Weather Service. They've issued a tornado warning for portions of the KPR listing area, including west central Jackson, south central Nemaha, and northeastern Potawatomi counties. Again, that's a tornado warning in effect until 8:45. That's the next 8 minutes or so for portions of Jackson, Nemaha, and Potawatomi counties. In addition, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for portions of the KPR listing area. That includes northeastern Clay, southeastern Marshall, northern Potawatomi, and northwestern Riley counties, as well as southeastern Washington County. Again, that is under a, those areas are under a severe thunderstorm warning. In addition, there's a severe thunderstorm warning until 9 o'clock for northwestern Clay, eastern Cloud, and southwestern Washington counties. That remains in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. We're also keeping an eye on a couple of other storms that are off to the west of us but are expected to move into our area over the next couple hours. Again, a recap, a tornado warning in effect until 8:45 for west central Jackson, Kansas County, and south central Nemaha and northeastern Potawatomi counties. That is in effect until 8:45. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Onega. Some locations impacted by that tornado warning include Onega, Havensville, and Wheaton. If you're in that area, if you've not already done so, please seek shelter immediately. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:45. That's now the next 7 minutes for northern Potawatomi and southeastern Marshall counties. A severe thunderstorm was located right around Lilith's, moving northeastern at about 45 miles per hour. Some towns impacted by that storm include Blaine, Onega, Oldsburg, Havensville, Lilith, Wheaton, and Westmoreland. Again, those are under a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:45. That's the next 6 minutes. A separate severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for northwestern Clay and southwestern Washington County. Some locations impacted by that storm include Clifton and Vining. Again, a lot of severe weather and potential for severe weather in our area tonight. A severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the entire KPR listening area. But again, to recap, a tornado warning in effect for the next 6 minutes for west central Jackson, south central Nemaha, and northeastern Potawatomi counties. I'm Kay McIntyre from the KPR newsroom. Back to Evening Classical with Destiny. Good evening. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR newsroom with an update from the National Weather Service. The bad news is that tornado warning, which was set to expire about a minute and a half ago, is not expiring. They've actually extended it until 9:15 tonight. A tornado warning in effect for northwestern Jackson and northeastern Pottawatomie counties in Kansas. Again, that's Jackson County, Kansas. Tornado warning in effect until 9:15. At 8:44, that was just 2 minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Onega, moving east at about 35 miles per hour. Radar has indicated rotation with this storm. Some locations impacted include Onega, Soldier, and Havensville. If you're in that area, take cover now. Again, that is a tornado warning in effect until 9:15 tonight. That tornado warning not allowed to expire and is moving through the area. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning. The National Weather Service has updated some of those severe thunderstorm warnings in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for northwestern Clay, southwestern Nemaha, east and northeastern Pottawatomie, southeastern Riley, and southwestern Washington counties. Again, those areas under a severe thunderstorm warning until 9 o'clock tonight. There are several different thunderstorm clusters they are tracking, including storms around Clifton, northwest of St. George, and southwest of Westmoreland. So the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 9 o'clock for portions of Clay, Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, Riley, and Washington counties. In addition, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for portions of Morris County. There's a storm developing down in the Chase, Marion, and Morris County area. It's slightly to the southwest of our listening area, but we're keeping an eye on that as it's expected to move into the area in the not too distant future. Again, that tornado warning, which we thought was going to expire at 8:45, has not been allowed to expire. Instead, they've extended it to 9:15 for northwestern Jackson County in Kansas, as well as northeastern Pottawatomie County. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. If you're in that area, seek shelter now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building and avoid windows. If you're outdoors or in a vehicle, move to the closest shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Again, that tornado warning in effect until 9:15. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9 o'clock for portions of Clay, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, Riley, and Washington counties, as well as a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9:30 for Morris County and portions of Chase and Marion County. We'll check in with you with the weather probably just a couple more times, then we'll turn it over to Bob McWilliams. Meanwhile, we will go back to Evening Classical with Destiny. Good evening from the KPR Newsroom. I'm Kay McIntyre. A reminder that a tornado warning is in effect until 9:15 for portions of the KPR listening area. That includes Jackson County, Kansas, and northeastern Pottawatomie County, specifically northwestern Jackson County in Kansas and northeastern Pottawatomie counties. That tornado warning in effect until 9:15 tonight. Some areas impacted by that storm include Havensville, Onega, and Soldier. Again, that's a tornado warning in effect until 9:15 tonight. In addition, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 9 o'clock. That's just the next couple of minutes for northwestern Clay, southwestern Nemaha, northeastern Pottawatomie, or rather eastern Pottawatomie, southeastern Riley, and southwestern Washington counties. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Clay, Marshall, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, Riley, and Washington counties. Some towns impacted by that storm include Clifton, St. George, and Westmoreland. In addition, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Morris County, as well as portions of Chase and Marion County. A storm located around Lincolnsville is expected to, and moving about 60 miles an hour, is expected to hit Willsey about 9 o'clock, Council Grove about 10 minutes after 9. So we're keeping an eye on that storm as well. Again, a lot of weather going on tonight. The big news, tornado warning in effect for northeastern Pottawatomie County and northwestern Jackson County in Kansas. That tornado warning remaining in effect until 9:15 tonight. I'm going to hand it back over to Destiny, and then Bob McWilliams will take over with jazz programming. I'm Kay McIntyre. You're listening to severe weather coverage on Kansas Public Radio.